Good morning, everyone. Today is 12th of October, 2018, and a little late this morning because I was up in the middle of the night, as some of you know, doing another message on YouTube. Today is the 12th of October, and I'm reading from the Daily Light. God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them. It pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things in himself. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. I know the thoughts to think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil. Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Who is God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity? Acquaint now thyself with him, and be at peace. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, because God which worketh in both. You both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Lord, thou wilt ordain peace for us, for thou also hast wrought all our works in us. I just read from 2 Corinthians 5:19, Colossians 1:19 and 20, Psalm 85:10, Jeremiah 29:11, Isaiah 1:18, Micah 7:18, Job 22:21, Philippians 2:12 and 13, and Isaiah 26:12. And that last scripture that I wrote, or that I read, in Isaiah 26:12, is quite a scripture. Listen to this. Lord, thou wilt ordain peace for us, for thou hast wrought all our works in us. Wow. Well, this morning I was thinking a lot about how we go through our life and a lot of things that have been held from us. We've been lied to about a lot of things as children, starting with Santa Claus, working on up to the doctrine of free will, then working up to the doctrine of heliocentrism. But God still loves us. Why? Why? Why would Christ care for a sinner like me? Why would he love me before the foundation of the world? Why would he suffer and die on the cross? Why would he pay such a tremendous cost? Why would he promise to come again for me? Why would he send a comforter while I wait his return? Why would he love me forever and never for me to turn? He did it because he loved me, not because of any good that I would do or have done. He did it because the Father gave me to his Son. He did it because of an eternal pact, the victory he has won. This love I will never fully grasp or understand, but love answers the why. It was his eternal plan. Christ did not say it would be an easy road. He did not say there would be no suffering or pain. He did not say we would not be scoffed and ridiculed. Christ did not say we would not be held in disdain. But Christ did say, I will never leave you or forsake you. He did say, come unto me and I will give you rest. He did say, underneath me are his everlasting arms. And he did say, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I'm thankful for what Christ did say. Purpose. God's purposes are eternal in scope and decree. Yes, he chose me in past eternity. Before he created the earth, God gave me to Christ and decided to give to me a new birth. This eternal purpose by my eternal King secured new life, which he would to me bring. And that he would breathe into my spiritually dead soul new life was predetermined. His purpose was controlled. This eternal purpose had nothing to do with me. It was settled in heaven before creation in past eternity. The choice to give me eternal life was in God's eternal decree. What great comfort this brings to my soul to know my Savior, my past, present, and future controls. I'm a sinner saved by grace. Let it never be misunderstood exactly what I am. I'm a sinner saved by grace, just like the Apostle Paul said. I'm a despicable, vile creature who was raised up from the dead. I deserve the wrath of God, and it was placed on Christ instead. When I think how vile and wretched this poor sinner really is, it gives me pause to wonder how awesome Christ forgives. To suffer, bleed, and die on a cruel and rugged tree, and cry it while he was dying, to forgive a sinner like me. What a marvelous act of mercy and kindness he did show, when I deserved it cast into hell, to there forever go. All my praise and worship should sing forth for eternity, for Christ bleeding and dying to save a wretched sinner like me. The last one I'm going to read is When Hope and Faith is Given. I'm reading from this little booklet, Homes for Edification, Volume 4. Hope, like faith and repentance, is a gift from God, and when it is given, belief gives its nod. They are joined together, sent from heaven above. Do you remember the first time you had hope that Christ died for you? This faith and belief and hope was a gift so true. We could never have faith, belief, or hope when we were dead in sin. This is the greatest evidence that we've been born again. Good morning, Lee Rogers. Good to see you. By the Holy Spirit of God, who gave us these things, including repentance, causing our heart to flee to Christ, and joy he brings. Having the assurance that Christ died for our sins is the greatest joy that could ever be, knowing that we are a part of the elect family. Bought by his blood, adopted by him, before we were ever born, chosen to be ransomed from our sins. This is the greatest miracle, that Christ died for me, adopting me into his family and dying on the rugged tree. This is my eternal song that I will forever sing. Thanks be to Calvary, I'm forever free in eternal life he did bring. Well, I'm glad that we have been given this gift, this marvelous gift of eternal life, and that there's nothing we can do in and of ourselves to obtain anything. He has wrought all of our works in us. Isn't that what the scripture says? He's wrought all of our works in us. In fact, he says, if I can find it here real quick. Good morning, Linda. Hope you're having a blessed day today. He says, for it is good, it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. And then, of course, she says in Isaiah 26:12, Lord, thou wilt ordain peace for us, for thou hast wrought all our works in us. What a statement. Isn't that amazing? I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil. Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Who is God like unto thee that pardon iniquity? It pleased the Father that in him, I'm reading from this Daily Light, it's a compilation of King James Version scriptures. It pleased the Father that in him should all the fullness dwell, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things in himself. 2 Corinthians 5:19. God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. I love that scripture. Psalm 85:10. Well, I'm glad to know that Jesus Christ is the one who paid the price on the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary. And it had nothing to do with us. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. And when before his throne I stand in him complete, he died my soul to save. my lips will still repeat, Jesus paid it all. Welcome aboard, Kathy Asbury Thomas. Glad to have you with us this morning. Before I conclude today, I want to read just a couple of poems from this Poems for Edification, Volume 3. On page 20 of that book, there's a poem titled, Christ is the Fountain of All Good. Christ is the fountain of all good. Yes, there is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. This fountain is an endless supply and with God's elect forever remains. This everlasting water we drink of each day to replenish our souls along the pilgrim way. Christ, the fountain of all good, forever doth provide a shelter from the storm, and in the cleft of this rock we hide. Our thirst he will always quench when we are oh so dry, and this everlasting stream of water he always does supply. And then finally, I want to read this last, well, it's not the last, it's on page 43, called Faith of Christ. All faith, belief, and repentance comes from our Father above, delivered us to us through the Spirit, working by His eternal love. This gift of faith and salvation was an eternal decree given to us by the Father in past eternity. Before the foundation of the world, we were adopted in Christ. This everlasting inheritance was purchased by a perfect sacrifice. Slain from the foundation of the world, it was decreed that he would die. He was manifest in time for such a worm as I. Yes, all faith, belief, and repentance comes from our Father above, and God's people are secured forever by this eternal love. Well, I hope you have a blessed day today, and let us be thankful for the wonderful gift of salvation that God has given to his people. God bless. You think I could get a cup of coffee?
Yeah.
Is today Friday?
Yeah.
Okay, I was thinking for a while it was Sunday. I don't know how I got mixed up. Yeah, it is sad.